Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Senior Health Department officials and police will be stationed at St John's headquarters from today to help tackle a staffing crisis. COVID-related staff shortages are taking a toll. The move also follows the tragic death of a Perth grandmother as she waited for an ambulance on Sunday. WA Health Director General David Russell Weiss says the move is not about taking over the service.
Assist them and assure us that their business continuity plans are in place and to the fullest extent possible.
Labor will release its full policy costings today as we enter the final 2 days of the election campaign. The figures are set to include forecast budget deficits. Anthony Albanese is set to visit 20 marginal seats across 5 states over the next 48 hours, while Scott Morrison is starting his day in Tasmania. It's understood he'll head to Perth later tonight. The federal government is sending more bushmasters to Ukraine to assist in the country's efforts against Russia's invasion. The Australian reports 20 additional bushmasters and 14 armoured personnel carriers will be sent over, taking our assistance to the war effort above $285 million. And a car has ploughed into the front of a home in Duncraig in Perth's north. Police say the driver of a Toyota Camry is believed to have hit the accelerator instead of the brake after noticing the car was rolling shortly after stopping on the driveway of the property to deliver food. Fortunately, no one was injured. In sport, Alistair Clarkson has no plans to speak to the Giants anytime soon about becoming their next coach.
Don't intend to do so either because they're just so busy with the work and they've still got a season to run. You know, they've got an interim coach in Mark McVay and they need to get on with what they need to do and I need to continue to keep doing the things that I'm doing.
Both the Dockers and Eagles will announce their extended squads this afternoon. Fremantle will host Collingwood on Sunday. West Coast is also in action on Sunday, taking on the Giants in Sydney.
Listener.